This is State House Week, a look at action in the General Assembly. I'm Russ McKinney, South Carolina Public Radio. This week, the state Senate approved next year's $7.5 billion state budget, which contains increased funding for education and roads and aid for flood-devastated farmers. The bill now goes back to the House. The Senate's budget package adds about $300 million new dollars for both public education and for road and bridge work. Lawmakers say the road money can be leveraged by borrowing, thus creating some $2 billion a year for roads over the next 10 years. State workers would see a 4% pay raise in the next fiscal year in the new budget, although House members earlier only okayed a 2% raise. The budget increases state aid to local governments and provides for a $40 million fund to aid state farmers, many of whom suffered total crop losses as a result of last fall's rain and flooding. Lawmakers are expecting some additional tax revenues to come in over the 2 months remaining in this fiscal year, so the Senate created a $40 million list of projects that would be funded by any new money. Spartanburg Republican Lee Bright, who tied up the budget for a couple of weeks by working to get last year's extra money to go to roads, this week attempted to have any new money pay for tax cuts instead of various projects.
I'll be quite frank, I'm embarrassed. I mean, we have a budgeting process, we go through the budgeting process, and then it becomes surplus time, and it's, you know, who can convince whom to raid the Treasury. Allowing this just raid, half a million here, three-quarters of a million there, quarter million here, I mean, it almost sounds like an auction house in here.
Senate President Pro Tem Republican Hugh Leatherman of Florence successfully countered Bright's argument by pointing out that continued state tax cuts at some point will begin to hurt state services.
And I hear the Senator from Spartanburg talking about giving tax relief. Yes, we won't give tax relief, but we got other needs in this state, and if we continue to give tax relief some point in the future, we won't be able to meet the needs of the people of this state. I'm not going there.
The Senate passed the budget following just 2 days of floor debate. This year's surpluses, combined with the fact that roads funding has for the most part been already settled, seem to allow the budget to pass in record time. Differences in the House and Senate versions of the budget remain to be worked out, but many lawmakers think the legislature may accomplish a rare feat in this election year, and that's completing its major work before the June 2nd adjournment date. That $40 million farm aid fund could be setting up a veto fight with Governor Nikki Haley. Haley has previously said she would veto the farm aid bill, claiming farmers would be getting aid not available to small business owners. One of the most heavily lobbied bills during the 2 years of this legislative session passed the House this week. The bill would require cell phone companies to charge customers a fee, which landline customers have been paying for the past 20 years. The fees will go to the state's Universal Service Fund, which is supposed to ensure affordable phone service for people in rural areas. Charleston, Berkeley Representative Jim Merrill fought the measure on the House floor, maintaining the fee is actually a new tax for cell phone users.
You get a flat fee no matter how much you use, poor, old, black, white, green, yellow. It doesn't matter. A definition of a regressive tax. So it's got all of us covered. Congratulations, everybody.
The House passed the bill by a 103-2 vote. State House Week, a production of South Carolina Public Radio. I'm Russ McKinney. Join us next Friday for a look at events in the state legislature.